Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Jim McHugh, VP of UCS and Data Center Solutions Marketing at Cisco. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So, Jim, why don't we just start off by discussing the state of the business at Cisco with UCS and where you're aiming this product in terms of meeting customer challenges?
The UCS business is doing great, so we're really excited about the general growth. When you get your CEO during earnings calls talking about his $3 billion product that's growing, you know, 30-some percent a year and continues to take off, you know, that's great support from the top. But we're also really excited about the support we get from our customers. I just got back from Japan last week where I was meeting with a bunch of our customers at a user group. And we were talking about solutions from running SAP HANA to big data to desktop virtualization running on UCS. And it's great to see a wide range of solutions being offered.
Now, obviously, today is an exciting day for both UCS and Intel. With the launch of some new platforms based on the Xeon E7 V3 processor, can you talk a little bit about where you're seeing this new platform capability intercepting UCS and where you see the value in terms of your customers?
UCS is unique in that Cisco, we only use Intel processors. So we've been excited about the E7 processor family and the options that it was going to bring to us. I definitely see a lot of gains that are going to take place in the big data and analytics. I've been spending a lot of time with customers on this, and there's just some real gains that we think we're going to get from it, especially for heavy analytic workloads. Big data is a broad term, but everywhere from data management, the data platforms, right through data virtualization integration to the analytics portfolio that we work with our partners, we see end-to-end this is going to be a fantastic offering as we roll it out together.
Can you talk a little bit about working with customers on how to approach the new opportunities with new data sets, integration of traditional data sets with unstructured big data sets, and how you've seen that evolve within the customer mindset over the last couple of years?
Definitely. The world has changed when what I like to call analytics 1.0, when we had everything fit nicely in the columns and rows and it was structured data. Then we moved into the land of big data where we're doing much more unstructured data. The queries became more complex, and we were relying upon Hadoop deployments and helping them get through. But the value that kept coming out of it, the cost savings plus the insights to our customers just made more and more commitment to it. And now we're expecting at some point 40% of the world's data will probably be in Hadoop. But the interesting thing is once you get to that, that's just the beginning. You then need to get the data in there. You have to make sure it's cleaned up. And there's plenty of other solutions that are coming along that help customers think through and analyze the data, but get it into a state where they can analyze it. And so we have some solutions along that line, data integration. We do a lot of data warehouse optimization with partners like Informatica. So that really gets it to a state where you can take advantage of the structured and the unstructured data in a really good way. And then finally, what comes out of that is the business outcomes we're all chasing for our customers and that we're doing internally at Cisco as well comes from the use of analytics. So whether that is through partners like Splunk, which helps with machine data, to Platfora, to others, it's really that analytic components that are going to play off that help drive our customers' solutions.
Can you tell me where you think our customer base is, and are there any areas where you see that the development of actual deployment solutions is farther along in terms of fully materializing value from this data?
Every industry that I could possibly think of, from healthcare to retail to manufacturing to go down financial services, all have data problems they're dealing with. The interesting component is some are coming from different angles, right? A lot of them are still going from that data warehouse optimization beginning, you know, getting into data management. But there are some verticals where people are actually discovering more of the data that they're taking advantage of and being created isn't taking place in the data center. They're expecting 40% is going to be out in the world of IoT and IoE. And what they're dealing with is a whole different, right? How do I actually analyze that data or get a virtualized view of that data so I can analyze it without having to move it around? So if it's sitting on an oil rig, adjusting a drill bit, you're not really going to want to bring that all the way back just to analyze it. But at the same time, when you're doing exploration for oil, that is definitely something you do it. We're seeing a lot in connected retail, a lot of interest in knowing what is the flow of customers as they go through stores. How how many people are standing in line for periods of time, and that can be analyzed in real time where they can make decision right there about it. And at the same time, by bringing back and centralizing and aggregating that data, I can get more insight into the customer's product decisions, can help me make choices about promotions of the future. It's really this combination of I need to make decisions on data in milliseconds, and then I actually need to actually do some aggregation of that data and make some bigger decisions. And especially in things like healthcare, where you want to take the time to anonymize the data, and you can really improve practices and how we get through our hospital treatments. It has nothing to do with medical research. It has all to do with the data of the benefits of the treatment we've received in the past. So to me, that's where it starts getting really exciting.
So when you take a look at something like the new platforms that we're delivering this week, new platform capabilities for UCS, what is the key benefit that customers will look at within this context in terms of faster manipulation of data, more reliable, whatever it may be? What are the key things that you think customers are going to be excited about?
As people begin this journey, big data and analytics, or they're starting a new project that they want to do in a use case, I think what they're going to find is the ability to have a platform that helps them scale up. Right now with UCS, you can scale up to 10,000 servers in a single pool. The power that they're going to get out of that for handling the real heavy analytics component of it, and then some of the great new benchmarks that are coming out that are allowing for them to know they can count upon it. It's really start small, but most of these things allow you to what we call land and expand. You land a workload and it quickly expands because the next group finds out that, wow, we'd like to take advantage of this as well. So I think this drives a level of TCO, meaning that I'm actually spending more, but I'm getting more insights and I'm actually doing a lower cost in a Hadoop environment than I would have in a data warehouse environment in the past. These solutions are helping pay for themselves. The cost of not knowing is much greater than the cost of actually investing in one of these big data and analytics solutions.
Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration between Cisco and Intel and then how that relates to all of the broader work that you're doing with the ISV communities?
Cisco and Intel have partnered for a long time. And, you know, again, we are completely based on Intel. And it starts with right down at the power management components of it, but then we quickly extend up and we have a lot of the same partnerships up above. So whether it's you're looking for your data management solution and a great partner in Cloudera to help that, I mean, they're a great partner to work with in the Hadoop space, or if we're talking about how we're going to approach what is the OS that's going to run on, well, frankly, OpenStack is a great solution for these types of deployments as well. And a lot of things that we're doing with Red Hat together make a lot of sense. And then there's going to be some other parts of the portfolio where customers are going to come along and they're more of a Microsoft shop and we do great relationships together with Microsoft. There's many other analytics providers I mentioned before, like the Platfors and the Splunks, SAP and SAS, that are also great traditional partners of ours. Because I think what's interesting is when we talk about a big data solution or an IoE solution, it's interesting how much they interact with the other solutions. So a parking app seems like a simple app that would run on your phone, but the reality is that app runs in a data center. The reality is that when you actually pay for your parking, it needs to go through the same payment clearing processing and fraud detection that runs on a data center. And then you need to have a web presence on top of that, which has the performance level to support spikes, etc. So in that alone, there's three or four different types of solutions based on UCS that are there, all being powered by our Intel partnership. And then when you actually are saying, okay, I'm going to start doing predictive components of it and the analytics to track all this, that's where the big data solution ties into all that. It's an interesting space because the data center isn't just the data center anymore. It's expanded out both to the web scale as well as to the edge.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It's always a pleasure to talk to Cisco about the delivery of value in the data center. Thanks again, Jim.
All right. Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.